Sister Spade here. Don't be touching that dial now. We have a nice program for you today. More about Shaitan. Shaitan, may the curse of Allah be upon him, has some very subtle, cunning, and gradual tricks to reduce the number of the army of the living Imam. May Allah hasten his reappearance. He does this through doubts, making a person feel hopeless, and through stagnation. Shaitan also tries to dampen or seize any effort towards hastening the zuhur. He does so via attacking belief in the living Imam himself, the Imam's life and his reappearance, as well as his awaited government. Because these are, in fact, a central pillar of not just the Muslim belief system, but the belief of all divine religions in the world. So if Shaitan is able to succeed in establishing and expanding these doubts, this hopelessness that leads to despair and the stagnation in our hearts, then, well, he can just topple our faith completely. But the thing is that being hopeful, having faith, and having certainty, and moving forward actively are exactly the things that we need to survive in this world of individual and global pain and suffering and poverty and oppression. So for this reason, Shaitan is doing his utmost best, or what is actually worst, in order to shake up, pull away the roots, and reduce the numbers of not only the people, the Muslims, who witness that there is one God, that Prophet Muhammad is a messenger of Allah, and that Ali alayhi salam is the Wali, but also on those who are doing their best and striving towards the reappearance of the living Imam, as well as the establishment of the government, which has become their life and life goal. Imam Qasim alayhi salam, the seventh Imam, has said, though Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, goes into concealment, his memory will not be put into oblivion by believers. Glad you stayed. Sister Spade.